Hello, welcome back to Seeking Scale. Andy, how's it going this week?
A bit scattered, to be honest. Yeah, it's like we're recording this on November 24th, so it's like the day before, the Thanksgiving's tomorrow. So got that going. Then we leave for our honeymoon on Friday. So it's just like trying to get as much stuff done as I can and feeling like there's a lot I'm not going to be able to get done, but just kind of all over the place this week. But we'll get there, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. When you say all over the place, is it like logistical, like you got a holiday and then you got to pack your bags and leave and you're leaving the country and all this kind of stuff? Or is it like a lot of stuff going on in the business you want to wrap up or hand off or document before you leave? Or what?
Yeah, what's the kind of a specific bit of all of it where it's there's a bunch of things. Yeah. Just trying to clean up at the business. And then I'll focus a bunch on that. And then in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, shit, I haven't even looked at what I need to bring for, like, do I need a COVID test before I go? All this other stuff. And so it's kind of, I'll like bounce around between that. Then it's, oh yeah, we're going to drive down to Massachusetts to do Thanksgiving at my sister's. And so it's just like a bunch of things like that where, yeah, it's just little things that need to get done, but there's just a lot of those things. So we'll see. I'll have to triage and just be like, yeah, this stuff is just not going to get done.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk more about like time off and preparation and stuff as kind of our main segment, I guess.
Yeah. Before we jump into that though, how are things on your end?
You know, man, things are good. I found myself in the last week since we talked last about like, are we building a business? Spending almost all of my time only on working on the business. Like, I don't think I've done any individual contributor level stuff. I mean, that's not true. Like really small things, but like a lot of stuff like process and documentation with the sales team. And like, we will talk about this in maybe the next episode, but like, we had a need to bring on like an account manager or kind of like promote someone from within to an account manager role, because like we realized with sales, like, okay, the salespeople are selling, but they don't want to be like an onboarding specialist or something. And before, like, all of that was me. And so like, I think we'll talk about that, but like, that's a whole new role and set of responsibilities and who's that person to report to. And so yeah, spent a fair bit of time on that in the last week and just a bunch of stuff like that, like planning for the next quarter and OKRs and all this kind of stuff. So yeah, it's been cool to, I don't know. I feel like a lot of times when we talk, like we have really honest conversations that are pretty productive, and it makes me sit back and think about like the things that I do well or don't do well, and like are able to make some of these kind of slight course corrections as we go. Even if it's not like this grand epiphany I have on the podcast, it's just like talking through stuff makes me think about it later. And then I kind of change my tact because of it. So anyways, thank you for all of the cool conversations. It's just helping kind of keep me in line, I think.
No, of course. And I guess not to pull you off of that line, this is where I get, and I think I know I touched on it in the last episode, but there's still those nagging things in the back of my head when I am working on the business of, ugh, like this isn't getting done. So as far as the growth initiatives go, are you feeling okay? Like, all right, we've got the people in place that are moving that forward, or it's something where I'm going to set aside some time for that down the road. How are you thinking about that side of it?
Yeah. So how I'm thinking about it is I hadn't planned on talking about this. I am talking to a couple of marketing agencies to come in and help us with it, because like I mentioned this to someone the other day, like I just can't do all of the company building stuff and be, you know, head of marketing. And Sam on our team, who's head of growth, really is doing a lot of really important work with like sales enablement and like really bottom of the funnel stuff. And so we need a kind of top of funnel marketing person to just drive a bunch of eyeballs. And so chatting with a couple of different groups in the next week to see if they can help us. Doesn't need to be a full-time person, but it just needs more good brain power than I can give it. And the nice thing about those kinds of positions, like a salesperson, is hopefully they pay for themselves pretty quick. So say you're going to say, okay, I'm going to allocate 90 days to this and hopefully we see a return. If we don't, I've only spent $15,000, say, on this as an experiment. If it's good, then like it's cash flow positive in, you know, maybe not 90 days, but 180 days. And then it keeps growing from there. So, and I think that's what someone who's working on the business would do, right? Is say like, we need this solved. I'm not going to solve it, but I can go find the people and we have the money to get it solved. So
when you're talking to these agencies, are they specific? Is this like an agency that's going to come in full stack, do a bunch of different things? Or Are they, you're talking to different specialists? What does that look like?
Yeah, more, I mean, very specific, like SaaS specific agencies, but really just like demand generation. So a little bit of content strategy, a little bit of paid, a little bit of like email marketing and retargeting.
What is the timeline for going, moving forward with that? Because obviously it's like right now you've got Thanksgiving, Christmas isn't too far down the line, you got New Year's, and it's just not necessarily the most productive time of year. So how are you, what's that?
I don't know. I don't know what, like what their timeline can be. I haven't had enough conversations to get a good feel for that yet. I mean, I think it's pretty clearly like January before we could really get started, just because I'm going to take some time off. It's just not a good time to launch a bunch of new stuff. So one, to have the conversations now, one, to get on people's, you know, calendar and radar, because I'm sure they book up.
Nice. Well, and on that note, I mean, we talked before we recorded about some of your plans near the end of the year. I'm taking off a little over a week, which will be, it's like, yeah, I'm going to be checking emails periodically. I don't expect to be completely unplugged, and I don't necessarily want to be fully unplugged, but I don't want this to be something that I'm doing actually work, where it's if people have questions, hopefully they can figure it out, but if they need me, I'll be available. But yeah, I'm guessing a couple hours total across the week is really what my involvement will be, and it won't be super responsive either. And so that's definitely different than it's been in the past. But for you, what's your time off going to be?
Yeah, so I'm going to take the week between Christmas and New Year's off. So technically the 23rd through the 31st or 1st or whatever. And it's the first time in an extremely embarrassingly long amount of time that I've done this. Because what we've done in the past is like summer vacations here in Europe are like a month long. And so we just go and I work about half the time, you know, so taking 2 weeks, but over four weeks. And that's just kind of like half-assing vacation, you know, because you're always like 1 foot in and out the door. And so this one, just going to say like, I'm gone, I'm going to have an autoresponder on, and like, I'm just not going to be available. I want to hear how you have communicated like the expectations to your team, because I did some kind of expectation setting with the team around this, just because it's such a new thing for me that like, I need to be comfortable knowing that like, I have laid out kind of, hey, this is what the plan is, and this is what I'm hoping we can do. So like, have you done any of that yet?
No, I probably should.
Yeah.
What did that look like for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not super complicated, but I just created a Notion doc, and we have like a company handbook, and I put it in the company handbook, and just, it's literally like escalations when Craig is out, I think is what it's called. And it basically says like, when Craig is out, he's out. If you need to contact him, you can call him on his phone. In one of like three really major scenarios, you know, like a huge outage or, you know, whatever, a people problem that can't wait until I come back. And then we have like a little company directory where my phone number is. And then if you have a question, these are the people to contact to get like an answer to your question. And that's, it's the obvious stuff. It's like, you know, this person for product and this person for engineering and this person for support and this person for marketing. Yeah. And just really said like, the nice thing about it is like, I was able to say all this to the team in our Monday meeting, and it's cool because I think it really empowers them to know that like, I trust you, y'all like do an awesome job all day, every day. And I'm kind of additive while I'm here in this time where I'm not going to be here. I need you to be, you know, that little bit more conscious and responsible for things, where you would just come to me, like, y'all just go make the decisions, you know?
Yeah. I think that's a good way of doing it, and probably what do as well. Yeah, we're in like, so we, no one's being onboarded now, but we are onboarding a front end engineer next week. So Matt and Eduardo are going to be able to run with that. And I don't really have concerns there, because the only thing I can do when onboarding an engineer is the cultural like welcome and help them get set up and just kind of go over things with them. But they're not going to be working with me. So I'm not worried at all about that. We extended our offer to a support person, but they're going to join after I get back, just because I won't be super hands-on, but they're going to be working much more closely with me. So I do want to make sure I'm available. And so it's just kind of been moving things around this time off. But then, yeah, in the middle, it's like we are, We do have a signed agreement with a new partner that's going to, it's a big partner for us. Both sides are very excited about it, where we really want to work together on this, help co-promote, and just make this almost more of an integration. And so I set expectations with them, like, we're going to keep moving forward on what needs to be built, but the marketing stuff is going to have to wait till I get back. But if questions do come up, that's the sort of thing where, like, that's going to come to me. And they'll have expectations that I'm not going to reply right away, and they're good with that too. But I'll want to just help with those conversations just because I'm the one with a relationship with them. But I don't expect that to be much. And so then, yeah, it's just, I think, like you're saying, setting expectations with the rest of people that I trust you all, just like figure things out and think about the downside of before coming to me. Like, if you're deciding between two options and on like support, and one of the things costs, like the worst case scenario, if I completely disagree with your decision, but it only costs us a few $100, like, I don't care. That's not a big deal. So it's just kind of giving them some framework to think it through. But at the end of the day, it's I'm not that concerned about needing to be brought in for much at all. I'm just worried that either I'm going to be thinking about all the things that I'm not doing, where it's like the rest of the team is going to be moving things forward, but it's all the stuff that's on my plate that's not moving forward. I don't think I'm going to be worried about it while I'm there, but I think when I get back, it's going to be like a holy shit moment of just feeling like I have so much to get caught up on.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine like the inbox. I mean, I probably get 100 emails a day. Not that I have to respond to
it. I don't even understand what that is. Like my inbox is like, I feel like it's nuts, but who's emailing you?
No, I mean, like a bunch of just garbage, you know, a bunch of like, you know, right now Black Friday garbage, but I probably get 10 emails a day I need to respond to. And none of them are like yes or no. It's just, you know, spreadsheet or agreement or whatever. So those, like, obviously we'll have an autoresponder on, right? And pointing people back to, you know, hello@casters.com to where the team can take care of it and has eyeballs on, you know, everybody has eyeballs on it. I think that's one of the biggest things is like, I don't want anyone to feel like they're alone. You know, if something is relying on me and something's happening over email, they'll get the autoresponder. Hey, there are a bunch of, you know, really wonderful people that can help, you know, with what you need. And there's almost nothing that I alone can do. I have to come in and do payroll. That's the one thing that like I do, and I can set it on autopilot in Gusto, but I have to put in the sales reps commission manually. So that's the only reason I don't have that automated. So I'll come in for a smidge and do that, but I won't I don't even think I want to look at email just because it'll just be terrible. Yeah. But I mean, I was chatting with someone last week about it and they helped me kind of through like this series of what's the worst thing that can happen kind of questions. And the answer to a lot of it was, that's just not that big a deal, you know? And the answer to the really big ones is what constituted the like break glass, you can call me things. And I'll share what they are. One is like, if we have a major like outage that the team can't resolve and needs some kind of access or something, I would be very surprised if that happens. We have like a DevOps sysadmin person that is really wonderful. They're in California, so that's a little different. But along those lines, we're not pushing any code that week or even the few days before Christmas. So we're having like a pretty hard like code freeze on the 20th. So a couple of days for that to shake out just in case there's any major issues, and then no new code. So any kind of issues that come up between Christmas, New Year's, the support team would kind of have to be like, hey, yep, we know that's a bug. Well, we'll get it resolved right after the first year. The other break glass kind of thing is sales opportunity that's really big that can't wait. And I owe it to, you know, myself and the sales reps and our investors to hop in for that. And the other one is similar, is like a partnership opportunity that they need input from me on. And I think that's really unlikely, but that's about the only thing that I really would want to be involved in that I think I could add a lot of value to.
Yeah. And it's figuring out where you add value that makes a big difference, because those are the things that it could be worth your time. But also when it comes to work-life balance, it's saying, just because I can add value, should I be doing it right now? Like, can this wait? And there are going to be, so it's being the only one who can add value and having it be super time sensitive. Like, there's got to be that value threshold and it's got to be done soon. Other than that, kind of stay away. So Yeah, I'm already planning, and I feel like an idiot for not really thinking about this before, but the week kind of just got away from me. But it's, yeah, like planning just a call later today to go over things. And for us, the biggest thing will just be even an outage. I'm probably going to say, don't contact me unless the company is just like dead, because I can't really do anything. We do have an SOP that I'll need to clean up for what to do in that situation. And so it's more just going over that and making sure that people on the team are aware.
Yep. Communicating with customers, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that case, but it's like, yeah, there's nothing I'm going to do to really fix it. It's just me. I'd be bugging everyone asking if it's fixed yet. And so even that probably won't break it, but it's the one thing that's going to be a pain is we just haven't done a good job of onboarding our support team on how the partner integrations work. It's not that different from the main app, but it's just something that Matt and I have done the entire time. And so we're the ones getting pinged when a partner has a question. And there's just so much like nuance that is going to be really hard to make clear to them. But that is one of the benefits that I have is Matt's still with the company and still active and he'll be around. And so pretty much it's going to be, yeah, if you're not sure what to do in these situations, figure it out. If you're still not comfortable with it, ask Matt. And like, I fully trust Matt to make those decisions. So that's where it's having really like a leadership team in place helps a lot. I mean, for you, how are you feeling about this? Like, I think you're confident things aren't going to go off the rails, but are you feeling like how long do you think you could take off before it really materially impacted the business?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. Like, I think going through this process is probably why I worked on the business and not in the business so much in the last week. You know, kind of came to this realization, started putting this into motion, communicated with the team, and that kind of let me take a mental step back, at least. How long do I think I could be away? I think the limiting factor is really like direction and, I don't want to say culture for sure, like after a really long time, but like direction and strategy. Like the day-to-day stuff of a lot of things we're building like are in place and they can be communicated from, you know, our head of product to the engineering team and they can build it. And like that all like is pretty close. I think the place for us that we're not quite there is that like testing it against the spec, you know, like we're just not like a lot of that's still in my head. And I think that like you're saying, that's the limiting factor is like, what is in your head only? And what are the things that only you can solve for people?
Yeah. I feel like it's almost a good thought experiment of just, if you were to check out for a couple of weeks, what would be the things you'd be most concerned about? What would be the things that you know people would want to ask you about and trying to shore up those gaps? And I think, yeah, for us, it really just is, we don't have salespeople and I don't see us hiring anyone anytime soon for that. So I'm fine owning those partner negotiations, but I think we do need to do a better job of getting things after that off of my plate where I can check in, see how things are going, get on occasional calls to talk strategy with them, but our support team will support them better than I can. So we've got to get them there. But it's just we're still in that tough spot where there's the admin stuff that's not going to get done, which isn't horrible, but it's just that list is going to keep piling up. And then marketing, Jordan's able to keep moving forward on YouTube, but my backlog of marketing things doesn't get done. So it just brings that to the forefront, which it's not necessarily good or bad. It just is what it is. And so I think that's going to be that's helped me realize that, yeah, there's a bunch of things we want. I will be hiring an EA, at least part-time, to help with some of the admin and just the general craziness of things. But we've talked about project manager and other roles, but I think it's got to be a marketer for us next so that things can at least move forward. Even if I'm involved with it, there's someone day-to-day to execute. That's definitely what we're missing. So this at least has helped give me some more clarity around all that and the direction and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of quick on the marketing front, like you asked what kinds of things we're looking for help with, but like from your perspective, like what would a good outcome for you all be if you hire somebody freelance, part-time specialist, whatever, what are you looking to achieve? Like what would success be for that role?
Yeah, I think it's changed a bit. I don't have a great answer, so I'll just preface it with that so people can lower their expectations.
It was a surprise.
But I mean, I think the big thing is I will probably avoid contractors, like super specific contractors on link building or whatever it may be for now, because then the oversight will fall to me and I don't really want that. And so I think what I need is someone who they can be relatively junior. I'm okay with that, but they just need to be hungry and willing to learn. And where, again, it's, I'm fine. Hiring a copywriter is going to be difficult. If someone has that skill, or at least they want to get better at it, that's a huge plus for us. But at the end of the day, right now we're working with someone on emails and still trying to figure out my voice and all of that. But just getting a rough draft where I can then spend 15 minutes just editing it and sending it out is worth it to me. And so if I could just get someone to that point who could help out in more areas of the business and the marketing side, where it's like, this is what I want to do. You and I are going to get on a call. We're going to talk about a brainstorm. I want your feedback. And you'll sort of get what I'm looking for. And then whether it's writing, whether it's just coordinating with different people on the team or what it is, like, go do it, then check back. I'll give feedback. And just someone who I can give feedback on and they can execute is really what I'm looking for. And I don't think it's impossible to find that kind of person, as long as it's just figuring out what skills matter most. And it's probably not the actual marketing ability. It's probably just them being able to get shit done and then being willing and able to learn along the way. Like, as someone who, I don't care if you're not an expert marketer, but it interests you and you want to get better at it, but day to day you're doing things that need to get done.
Right. Totally. Totally. Yeah. And I think that, like, being super curious and being ambitious, you know, like wanting to understand why a thing is the way it is, and then understanding and learning how to, you know, fix it or make it better or whatever. Yeah, I think that's everybody, right? Like, developers, support, product marketers. Yeah.
Yeah. And it all depends on where you're at. Not to go on too much of a tangent, but it's like with, I feel like it depends on where you're at in that department. Whereas if you have senior developers who can be a leader and have the bandwidth to cultivate someone and help get them up to speed and really invest in them, yeah, I think you just need someone with the right attitude and you can train them and help them level up. But if development is a mess for you, that's probably not going to go well. And say, like, for me, it's like, I feel like I can be that person in marketing. And so I'm willing to invest there, but it's just clear I need to get someone in to help. And so if anyone is listening and would like to work with us, work with me at SaberSim, definitely reach out. The email is b@sabersim.com. But yeah, well, I'm sure we'll have a lot of updates for both of us post vacations, post hiring, all of that. There's a lot of things in the work right now, and we'll see how it all shakes out.
Awesome stuff. Thanks everyone for listening. We'll see you next time.
See you, everybody.